about the methods of buying and selling changing and going online, more online, huge increase in online retailing, but whether that'll continue after the lockdown eases, and it will, who knows? It links to the junk mail, catalogues. Do you want them or not? You get a pile of catalogues who actually read them. Like, people used to view them as entertainment. I don't know if they do anymore. 9600 693 13 32. Coles announced last week their catalogues are going digital. No more delivery to letterboxes. On the line is the chief executive of the Real Media Collective, an industry body which represents print catalogue sector. Kelly Northwood, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, a million years ago, I was editor of the Herald, and your sector caused us grief by taking away McEwan's ads, which are worth a lot of money to us, and they went to catalogues. You're getting paid back.
I think, I don't know about what we were doing then, but we certainly a highly used channel, so I think maybe they'd move from newspapers into printed catalogues because people use them, and Australians talk about that all the time.
So why is Coles getting out of them?
Well, we're surprised. As an industry that represents this sector, we were surprised by the announcement. Groceries in particular, Roy Morgan report that the printed catalogues are most useful media, and Woolworths came out last week thinking about the millions of customers that walk through a Woolworths store. 44% of their customers had read their printed catalogues. So we are surprised by the Coles announcement. We're shocked as everyone.
Is it the future, though? I mean, people no longer... They buy real estate online, they buy cars online. We're told they're buying white goods and electrical goods, televisions online at the moment. Why do they need a catalogue?
11.2 million Australians. That's a stat of reading printed catalogues compared to 334 reading online. Online has a bit of a way to go, and I think when you think about how you use catalogues, they're easy. We get them, they're home delivered, we lay them all out, particularly our supermarket ones, plan our weekly meal. They're easy. I don't have to wait for the internet or the right app. And that's why Australians use them and call them the most helpful shopping tool, because of that ease of use, isn't it?
I agree entirely. I think that's spot on. But my argument is, will that change? Is that changing? If people start shopping online in increased numbers coming out of the pandemic, surely it'll affect the catalogue industry, won't it?
Well, we don't agree in some respects because the data doesn't support it. Over the past 7 years, with online retailing increasing, and yes, the pandemic had sort of jumped even more, we're seeing that the printed catalogue sector has actually grown, with lots of different media channels disrupting, digital included. To have the printed catalogue grow over that 7 years is testament to how much Australians love them.
Will they change? Do they need to change?
Certainly. You know, you look at different supermarkets are doing different things. They're putting different content, recipes, menu ideas, all those things that make them more helpful, more useful. And they will evolve like all media channels, but evolution doesn't mean they're going anywhere.
So that's an interesting idea. Buy this lump of pork from Joe's whatever, Joe's supermarket, and here's the recipe on the brochure on how to cook it.
Exactly right. Ideas of how to use one and the other, and push people online, push people in store, use the catalogue as a channel to start the conversation.
What about the white goods at the moment that are just booming, and the electrical stores? Are they advertising by catalogue as well as online? And I mean, they're all over the damn newspapers. Are they advertising by catalogue as well?
We see catalogues printed, we see catalogues online, we see newspapers, television. People don't just sit on one channel. I think this is where we're surprised by this announcement to just push everyone to one digital channel. I read my newspapers, I also look at my news online, I watch television, I listen to 3AW radio, and that's what we do as customers, don't we? We move all the time through all the different channels, and to move to just one, a bit risky, we think.
How much is the industry worth?
Oh, what are we at now? I think it's about a $15 billion sector. We employ 258,000 Australians, and we're often pretty quiet. You know, we don't often get called for how many people we do employ. The industry employs people across regional and metropolitan areas, and that's a concern about some of these announcements as well. We've got an economic recovery to come, and